Know Your Place. Yes, it's time to Know Your Place, which for the next half hour is alongside Pat Coombs, John Graham, James Taylor, Francis Jeter, Joe Dunlop, and as Worthing Court's odd couple, Roy Detreese and Patricia Hayes. There's much in Ramsay Potts' job as a caretaker to make him feel low. But when he's depressed, he can always rely on cleaner Elspeth Spurgeon to lift him from the pit and drive him up the wall.
Oh, God, what is the matter with you, Ram? The sun's out, the flowers is blooming, even the gasometer's up. Go on, put your teeth in and give us a smile.
I don't feel like it.
What's Arthur doing on your blotter?
He's languishing.
Is he? Well, Budgie's all come out with bad language now and then.
No, he's hardly said a word all morning. He's going else.
No. Oh.
Right, all aboard.
Oh, yeah. He is a sick Budgie. Here, perhaps the sparrow got in his cage and kicked sand in his face.
No. He's been seedy for weeks, but now... he's losing his feathers. His beak hasn't touched his bell.
Who's the poor little bald bunch?
Oh, I blame myself, Else. The final straw, you see, last night I stuffed an oven-ready chicken and I forgot to put the cover over his cage. I looked up at Miss Sausage Meat and called the expression on his face off.
Shock, I expect.
Yeah, I gave him a spoonful of brandy. But all he did was fall off his perch.
Well, this might be a hangover. I always eat a raw egg.
Don't mention eggs, will you? For God's sake, you make it worse.
Mind you, Ram, them symptoms.
Yes.
My cousin had a pigeon like that. Now, let's think. What did he give it?
Yes.
Yes, he gave it 2 grains of permanganate of potash in rosehip syrup with alpha dispreen.
Oh.
Lots of trouble, 4 times a day, but ever so fond of it.
Yeah, and it worked, did it?
No, he had to wring its neck. Yeah. Well, it was the kindest thing. Ooh. I can still taste that game pie. I kept the wishbone.
Shut up, will you? Mentioning wishbone.
Sorry.
Oh. I'd be lost without Arthur, you know.
Don't worry, Ram. You'll perk up.
On top of that, I got the managing agent on me back. On at me to take down that old television aerial on the 8th floor.
What, that one on the ledge? Why?
He says he's going to rush away and fall and hurt someone.
Well, he's got a point there. It's been up there for years.
Yeah, you're right.
But he can't expect you to go out on that ledge, not at your age.
Well, he does. What precipitated all this was that flighty piece in flat 30. Had the cheek to say the aerial spoils her view.
Her? All she ever looks at is the bedroom ceiling.
Well, I suppose it might spoil her view if she stuck her head on a pole and shoved it out of the window. She's just making trouble.
She is a kept woman. And she hasn't kept too well, neither. And that fancy man of hers...
Yeah, well, I don't mind him. I mean, he's a judge.
Oh, that makes it all right, does it? Judges are entitled to bound over and keep their peace.
Well, of course, I'm also meant to fix a sash window on the landing. That's on the 8th floor and all.
You can fix that from inside. There's no danger in that.
I've got to climb up the stairs, haven't I, to get there?
Use the lift ramp.
That's broken too. I've got to fix that when I've done the window. Oh, it's all getting on top of me.
And you used to laugh at work. Where's the Ramsay Potts I used to know?
If I knew, I'd kick him for being so cheerful. I sometimes think about chucking it in.
Ram!
I do, yeah. I wonder sometimes why I carry on.
Oh, God, you'll start me off. I better go for my tea break. I'll be with Gladys over the road. And cheer up, Ram. There's good times somewhere, sometime.
Ha ha ha! Lem, you stallion. You get better every time.
Yeah. It's ever since they put me on the pneumatic drill.
Darling, must you get dressed yet?
Well, I don't want your sugar daddy to catch me, do we? I mean, if he got hold of me, I'd only be fit for painting white lines.
Oh, don't be silly, Glenn. He's trying two cases this afternoon.
Leave him, Jonquil.
Oh, I couldn't, Glenn. His wife doesn't understand him. And he's done so much for me. My own flat in Worthing Court. Oh, Glenn.
What?
I hate it when you cover up your tattoos. At least finish your eel pie. I got it specially.
No, I won't risk it.
Glenn, the court never rises till 4. You'll be hours yet. Oh, no. It's him.
Gosh, truth.
Hide.
Where?
Treasure.
Oh, the window. It's open.
Right. Gosh, Benny.
Take your jacket.
I'm here, treasure. Ah. Oh. You're in bed. 2 in the afternoon.
Oh, Fenton. You're early.
Well, a bit of luck. The fence collapsed. I sent him down for 6 months. Next time he'll pay his television license. And another drunken disorderly this morning. Oh, people like that should be castrated.
I see you're in the paper again today, Fenton. Judge Slam Sin City.
Yes, it's time something was done about Wimbledon. It makes me sick to my stomach, you know. The parade of licentiousness and human filth. That passes my bin.
No, Fenton! You have the code.
Compulsory lobotomies, that's the answer.
Not now, Fenton.
What? Oh, well, no wonder you're cold. The window's open.
Oh, is it?
Yes. We get the wind up here, you know.
Yes, I know. No! Leave it open. It prevents condensation. See? It works.
I wish you'd cleared up after your lunch. I'm only here a few hours a day. You might make the effort to... Two dishes? And I thought you didn't like fish.
My new diet. You only buy what you don't like.
What's this? The ashtray's full. You don't smoke.
The diet made me nervous.
There's something wrong, isn't there, Treasure? Are you going to tell me what it is?
Potts, I'm glad to see you've made a start at last.
Yes, Mr. Dietzer. Soon have this window fixed, sir.
And while you're up here, you will see to that aerial.
When I've time, sir, if you insist, sir. Can't say I fancy getting out on that ledge. We're 8 floors up.
Oh, come along, man. The ledge is nearly 1 foot wide.
Mind if I fell and broke my neck? I might be better off.
Now, don't be morbid, Potts. What's the matter with you today? Now cheer up and snap out of it.
Thank you very much, sir. If I do fall, I hope I fall on you.
The managing agent on at you again, Mr. Potts.
What? Oh, hello, Miss Black. Well, I wouldn't say he was on at me. Just wants me to rehang this window and fix the lift and mend the boiler and demolish that telly aerial.
Oh, who's that?
Where?
Well, out there along the ledge. Oh! There's a man pressed against the wall.
Oh, blimey, he must have lost his way.
Surely not. I'd have thought he intended to jump.
Jump? Oh, no, I don't think so, Miss Black. It's a 100-foot drop. I mean, he'd kill himself.
Yes, it wouldn't be the first suicide from a high building.
Suicide? Oh, my God. You go and ring the fire brigade. I'll try and talk him in.
Yes, of course, Mr. Potts. And I'll make a pot of tea in case you fall.
Oi, you!
What?
Don't make any sudden movements.
Fat chance.
I'm going to try and persuade you to come in.
You don't have to. I wish I hadn't come out. I'd rather have faced it.
That's your spirit. You're only a young chap. You've got everything to live for. What drove you out there? Was it a woman?
Yes.
Be better off jumping in. No, no, they're not worth it. I'm asking you if you will come in.
Yes.
Oh. Well, come on in then.
I can't move. Me legs have turned to jelly. I've no head for ice.
That's a fine time to decide that, isn't it? Why didn't you gas yourself instead?
Help me!
Just see if I can find a piece of rope or something.
I couldn't catch a rope. Come out and help me.
Me? Come out?
I'm going to fall any minute.
God, no, no, not all over my nice clean forecourt. All right, then, hang on. I'm coming out.
No!
It looks higher from up here, don't it?
Oh.
Now, don't move. I'll work my way along the ledge. I'm coming. Ooh, right. Take hold of me hand.
Got it.
Right. Now, follow me back to the window.
Don't let go. Don't leave me.
Hold on, you great Jesse. Right. I'm back at the window. Right. I shall go in. And you can follow.
Don't leave me.
No.
Oh.
All right. And you go in first.
I can't get by you.
But I'll move past the window. Eh? I can hang on to the old television aerial. I've got it now. Now in you go.
Oh.
Good man. Sure, you're in.
Oh, thanks, Granddad. Thanks.
Yeah, pleasure. You know, helping you showed me I'm some use after all. I'll come on in myself now.
I'll sit all fair, just in case he's heard us.
Oi, where are you going?
Well, thanks. Ta-da.
Oh, hang on. Hang on. I can't. Oh, blimey, I'm stuck. Me woolly's caught on the aerial. Help! Oh, God, help!
Another cup of tea, Els.
You see, Glad, Ramsay is not the man he used to be.
That's good.
No, it isn't. He's dead and miserable. Talking of chucking it in, he was.
Funny, isn't it, how many people do away with themselves?
Don't be silly, Glad. No, he meant his job.
Oh.
At least I thought he did. He said, what was it he said?
Mm.
Oh, it was all getting on top of him and he didn't want to go on. Oh, God.
Could have meant his job.
I never thought of... No, it can't be. Ramsay's got everything to live for.
Yeah.
He's got his work, his shrapnel collection. He's got his spider plant, his work.
I don't know. When people take a gun and blow their brains out, it's usually a cry for help.
Help?
Mm. My friend at Wood Green was always threatening suicide. I just told her to get on with it.
Never.
Yeah, best way. Snap them out of it. Try and stop them and they go ahead and do it. You have to act indifferent.
Oh, but I could never do that.
No, if it was someone you cared about, you would steel yourself. You just got to sit there knitting while they start the chainsaw.
Red, you're so knowledgeable. You should have been a psychopath.
Yeah, I'd have liked that. But there was never no money to send me to mental college.
Oh, well, back to work.
Here, Else, come over to the window.
What?
Well, there's someone halfway out wording court, hanging on to that aerial.
Yes.
See?
Yes. Here, lend us your glasses.
Well, you have to squint with one eye.
Oh, never mind.
I don't know who them was made for, but I wouldn't like to have their eyes. You can keep those, Els. Keep those. I'll get some more up the Oxfam shop.
Let's see. One minute. Oh, it's only Ramsay. Oh. He must be fixing
that aerial after all.
Potts?
Out here, sir. Oh, thank God you've come.
Ah, so you're removing the aerial at last. Well, get on with it, Potts. I want you to clean my car when you finish.
I didn't come out here to remove the aerial.
What? What did you go out there for?
It was a suicide attempt. Get me in.
So you thought better of it?
Of course I've thought better of it. I should have used a rope.
Good Lord. Suicide, Potts? And you went out there? Why, Potts? Was it a woman?
No, it was a man, sir.
A man?
Yeah, he's gone, sir. Walked out just when I needed him.
Forget him, Potts. Tell the others.
Not if I've got anything to do with it. I'm going to close up the access.
It's not worth it, Potts. You won't be lonely for long.
Hey?
You're a very attractive man, Potts.
Don't think I'm not flattered, sir, but this is hardly the place. Help! Get me in, I can't move.
And is it vertigo?
No, I've got a prong stop up my cardi. The aerial's got me, you've got to help.
Of course, Potts. I'll move away from the window so I'm not in your way.
I can't get to the flaming window. You'll have to come out.
Yes, come out. And look, are you sure you've had second thoughts, Potts? I mean, if you still want to go, no one will blame you.
Help! Come out and get me, sir.
Look, I'd like to come out, but you see, I'm just in dangerous boat. Especially you. I get dizzy spells, you see. Heart condition.
Ram! Oh, Mr. Dean. Yes. So you got him to go out and do it.
It was nothing to do with me. He went out there to jump.
Oh, no. Oh, I knew he was depressed, but... Oh, Ram.
Go and get the police, the fire brigade, and the Samaritans.
Yes. And what about a safety net, eh?
Yes.
I'll get Mr. Phelps to blow up his lilo.
Good.
Benton, stop pacing up and down and come to bed.
One moment. We have heard that you stayed in bed all day and saw no one.
I said, darling.
Then can you explain this? I put it to you that this is a man's wristwatch.
Where did you...
I found the exhibit on the bedside table.
No, I can explain. I bought it as a present.
I now wish to re-examine your movements since last night.
Don't worry, Potts. You'll soon be down.
I know. I'll be down all right if this aerial goes. It's been up here since Muffin the Mule.
It's all right.
Yes?
Mr. Deet, I rang the police and the fire brigade.
Good.
Oh, and I called news at 10. And I rang the Samaritans.
Good.
But there was only one bloke on the desk, so he can't leave it. But he says he'll talk to Ramsay on the phone.
Mrs. Spurgeon, if Potts could come in and use the phone, there wouldn't be any problem.
Well, I've rung your cordless executive phone. Hello? Mr. Samaritan?
Look, that's an expensive device.
I am putting you on to the disturbed person. I'll just push you along the ledge with my broom. That's it.
Well, I mean, supposing it falls with him.
Oh, there's a phone call for you, Ram. Can you reach down and pick up the receiver?
Oh, God, can't you tell him I'm out?
This is important, Ram. There's a nice man wants to talk to you.
Oh, God. Hello? Yes? What? You sure you've got the right number? Who? Samaritans? Look, I don't want any double glazing. Especially not at a time like this.
Oh, dear, he's so hot-headed. Oh, here comes Gladys. Did you bring Arthur, Uncle Ted?
Yes, here he is.
Now, I'll stick him out the window. Ram! Ram! Your friend is here. Go on, Arthur. Go on, you tell him.
Jump off your perch! Jump off your
perch! Shut up, you wicked bird! He don't understand what he's saying, Ram. He don't know. Hasn't Ramsay taught you something nice to say?
He's an old
boss. Take him away, Glad, before he causes more trouble. We got to tell Ram how much we love him. Tell him he's got to come in.
No, no else. It's the worst thing you can do. You remember what we said? You've got to act indifferent.
Oh, yes. Oh, well, if you're sure.
I can't hang on. I'm going.
Go on, then, jump. Jump, you old victory. Go on. What are you waiting for? Jump.
Mrs. Spurgeon, what are you saying?
Go on, hit the pavement. Get it over with. We don't care. Go on, jump.
But Mrs. Spurgeon, I just persuaded him not to jump.
Have you? Well, why don't he come in, then?
Well, he can't. He's stuck on the aerial.
Stuck on the aerial? Well, why don't someone go out and help him?
No one's stopping you, Mrs. Spurgeon.
Me?
Oh, good grief. The aerial. It's coming away.
Hang on to something, Ram. No, not that. The wall.
Thank heavens. He's fallen away from him.
You're free now, Ram. Edge your way along. Arthur's waiting for you.
To sum up, we've established that you have a lover.
Yes.
Where is he? I'll tear his head off.
He's out there.
The window?
On the left. He's been hiding there since you came in.
Right.
Come back, Fenton.
Take my hand, Ren. Ren. I was going to come out there, but they wouldn't let me.
Well, I'll shut this window before anyone else goes out.
Thank God that...
Ren, he's fainted, poor Ren.
Give him room, some water.
Excuse me, I'm a nosy Parker. Daily Globe. Where's this bloke who's going to jump then?
Oh, good Lord, the press! What on earth's that?
Outside the window, look. Shaking his fists at us, Miss Beck, Judge Dredge.
Fenton Dredge?
Yes.
Bring back the rack. What's he want to commit suicide for?
Be that bint of his in flat 30. Drive any man up the wall, she would.
Bint? Judge Dredge? Well, there's a story here. Flat 30, you say?
Ah, Potts, I just dropped in to see how you are. Oh, and that business yesterday won't go on your record.
I thought I might have got a medal. Turns out I don't even get a mention in the Bloomsbury Bugle.
Thorny Ram, seen the papers?
Yeah, not a word about me. All about the jumping judge.
This D-wigged he's going to be. After what he did to that fireman who tried to get him down.
Yeah, and the policeman.
Wicked. I mean, that straight jacket was for his own good.
Yeah, what's that? What's that? What's in that box, Hills?
Old friend of yours.
Pretty Potter.
Oh, Arthur. I wondered who was looking after. Here, look, he's all perky. He's cured.
Fit as a nick.
Here, what did you give him?
It wasn't what I give him. Gladys had him.
Well, what did she give him?
Well, it wasn't what Gladys gave him, neither.
if it was what her budgie give him. She put your Arthur in Barbarella's cage to share her millet.
Well, tell me what perked him up. I'll get a box of it.
Well, it don't come in boxes, Ram. Put it this way, it's the thing they miss unless you put something in their water.
What, you mean he...
Yes, he finally rang his bell.
On aboard!
Well, you're going to have to shut him in a little bit.
Roy DeFreeze and Patricia Hayes have been urging you to know your place with the help of James Taylor, John Graham, Joe Dunlop, Francis Jeter, and Pat Coombs as Bess. The program was written by Andrew Palmer and Nell Brennan and produced by Edward Taylor. ¶¶